Welcome to episode number 302 of the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode is about productivity. I'm going to give you some simple tips for how to be more productive throughout the day. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, definitely hit that subscribe button. If you like what you hear, definitely leave a review on the iTunes channel. To get there, just simply type in ecommerceparadise.com/podcast into your browser and it'll forward you there. You can scroll to the bottom where you can leave a review. And if you're interested in getting started with high-ticket drop shipping, which is the main business model that I teach, you can check out my free niches list of the 99 best products, most profitable products for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And definitely check out our website for lots of free guides, free mini course tutorials, things like that, just at ecommerceparadise.com. All right, so productivity is really important. You have to make a point out of being more productive throughout the day so that you can get more done with your business, so that you can grow it faster. If you are not productive, then simply your business will not grow. So let's talk about some ways to do it. First and foremost, write your tasks down in a to-do list. Keeping a to-do list is so simple and easy, yet a lot of people kind of get lost throughout the day just because they simply don't have a good place to keep a to-do list. So what I usually do is I have a master to-do list, and then I have separate sections of that to-do list. First at the very top is urgent things I know I need to get done right away because, you know, I am responsible for getting them done for whatever reason. The next is important stuff that's not urgent, so things I want to do for the future, maybe some research, maybe setting some certain things up, stuff like that. And then I have project-based to-do lists within that as well. So, you know, when I have ideas pop into my head, I just throw them into a separate little section of the to-do list where I have like ideas of that particular project, and there you go. So, you know, I write lots of things down throughout the day, hire this person, hire that person. I get little like bursts of inspiration sometimes. So keeping a to-do list is really important. Definitely write stuff down. If you're dealing with things that need to get done in an urgent manner and you don't have a place to write it down, keep a notepad and a pen next to you. You can do that too. I don't do that personally because my handwriting is really sloppy. So I just type everything now. All right, the next productivity tip I have for you is getting a head start the night before your workday. So understanding what you want to get done the next day, write down that little list of a few things that you really want to get done the next day, the night before, so that you know when you pop up that next day and you get your breakfast going, whatever you do, your morning routine, your workout, your exercise, you're done with that, you know exactly what to hop into. So you don't spend the first half hour of your workday trying to figure out what to do. You already know what to do. You can just jump right into it, okay? That really helps. I usually try to do that at least a half hour to an hour before I go to bed at the latest, so that I can start to unwind at least for a half hour. Also, putting the phone away before sleep is really, really crucial to getting better sleep. So I try to put my phone on silent and also do not disturb mode at least a half hour before I fall asleep. And I just try to forget about everything. Forget about business, forget about social media, forget about everything except for what is right in front of you, which is usually your partner. You know, if you have a partner, if you're single, maybe it's your pet, you know, something like that. And, you know, it might be both. So you need to really just focus on what's right in front of you and having a good time and relaxing, okay, and enjoying life for what it is. It'll help you fall asleep easier and it'll help you get a better night's sleep. Okay, another thing is do the tasks first, which are the biggest and hardest to do. By doing that, you'll get it done, you'll feel a lot better about yourself, you'll feel stronger, you'll feel more confident, and you'll be able to jump into any other task after that with strength and confidence. And you'll just be happier throughout the day, generally speaking, because you know that you overcame the biggest, hardest one. You know, like today, for instance, my thing is I need to get 12 podcasts done today, because 12 podcasts is enough for an entire month of podcasting with 3 podcasts per week. And in one day, if I get them all done, then I can focus on all the other work I want to do throughout the month. Okay, I don't have to, you know, do podcasts all the time if I get 12 done. So far, this is the third episode that I've done in the same day, and you know, I'll be doing 9 more after this. Okay, so get that task done, whatever it is, first. And number four, turn off the distractions. Don't distract yourself throughout the day. Usually, what I have going on is I have my team writing me throughout the day, so I have that on, but I don't have Instagram, I don't have Facebook on, I don't have YouTube on, I maybe put some calming music on, but I hide my phone when I don't need it for something, because I can usually communicate with my team through my desktop computer. I actually put it behind my computer so I don't see it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hide your phone from yourself while you're working. It's better for you. You know, emergencies might come up sometimes, but just tell people if they, you know, have an emergency, how they can actually get a hold of you, which is usually through a phone call. You know, like even on do not disturb mode, your phone will buzz for a phone call or something like that. Just make sure that there is a way people can contact you, but only for absolute emergencies. And when it's not an absolute emergency, just let them know that you're working, you know, just do not disturb, that kind of thing, okay? And it'll help you a lot to actually get more done throughout the day, minimize distractions. It'll also be a thing where it's going to help you avoid challenging tasks. So sometimes you get a challenging task and you're like, oh, it's easier just to look at social media for a minute. Well, it's probably your brain telling you that you need to take a break. And that's tip number five. When you get to that point where you've gotten a lot of work done, you maybe just accomplished a big task, you know, take a short break. 5 or 10 minutes might be all you need. Take a walk is usually the best thing to do. Change your surroundings, your scenery a little bit. Maybe exercise a little bit. You know, if you have a pool, jump in the pool, take a quick swim. You know, if you want to go for a bike ride, go for a quick 5 or 10 minute bike ride around the block. It'll just help refresh in you. You'll breathe in some air. You'll meditate a little bit. Your brain will start trying to like sort through all the things you just did and you know, put certain memories into your memory banks. It'll also kind of like release your tension a little bit so that you can better process things. Maybe you'll get some inspiration during that bike ride or whatever. So take breaks when you need to, okay? It's really important. And what I was just talking about with creating multiple podcasts in one day is batch work, okay? Batching your work works really, really good. So, you know, especially for creating content, you know, do your work in batches. So instead of making one podcast episode every day or like every few days, what I do now is I do an entire month's worth in one day. And then for the rest of that month, I don't do anything. And then only one day, somewhere around the beginning of the next month, I have to do 12 podcast episodes. And you know, I'm trying to get the same habit going for YouTube because it's a whole separate beast. I'll hopefully be getting there soon. And having a content manager hired soon so that I can translate these podcasts into blog posts and make them readable. Okay, so, but yeah, it's a whole process, you know, but batch processing your stuff. So, you know, if you're going to upload 100 products to your store, you know, do it all in one day instead of waiting, you know, do one product a day for like a month, you know what I mean? So it takes a while. It's more productive to get it all done in one go because you start to get into a rhythm when you're doing stuff, and it's way easier to sustain the momentum when you have rhythm. All right, the next tip, number seven, is eat a healthy breakfast, okay? You know, breakfast is key to your day, and you know, drink lots of water in the morning really helps. Helps clear your throat, make you sound better, helps you think more clearly. Drink some healthy juice, you know, and just consume enough calories to sustain you throughout the day. Some people believe in intermittent fasting. I particularly do a sort of form of that, but it's just basically have a light breakfast and eat just kind of basic fruits throughout the day, and then for dinner, have a big dinner. But that keeps me light, keeps me energetic, doesn't tie me down or weigh me down throughout the day. It keeps me energized, and I keep going, okay? So eat a healthy breakfast. And number eight, you know, what I already mentioned earlier was get some exercise. Exercise is great for you. Okay, and you know, quick breaks, 5 or 10 minute breaks, maybe in the morning, afternoon, evening, especially in the evening after work. Exercise will allow you, like a really good exercise, will allow you to sleep better as well. It'll release your tension, and it'll also, you know, obviously make your body healthy by moving blood around. Your cardiovascular system will go to work, and you'll just be a happier person in general. So get lots of exercise. Number nine, my tip for productivity is delegating your tasks. I have a team of close to 20 virtual assistants now, and we're still growing. What I like to do is I like to hire a virtual assistant for each particular task in my business. I don't hire general assistants. I hire specific assistants, specialist assistants. They do the best work, and they tend to be the most productive because they're doing the same thing over and over again every day. Okay, so delegate your tasks. You know, and even in the future, when you grow, you can do what I'm doing, which is hiring or promoting certain VAs that are the best ones to management positions to delegate tasks for you to the rest of your team. So that's what I'm having them do. But get used to doing that, because if you don't get used to it, you're always going to be working in your business, not necessarily on your business. Number 10 is say no more often. When people ask you, do you want to go do this? Do you want to go do that? And it's not necessarily something you know is going to benefit you. Just learn to say no and be comfortable with it. No, I'm cool. I'm going to go do this instead. You know, it's totally okay to do that. And it's actually good for you sometimes. You know, if it's a guilty pleasure and you know that you shouldn't be doing it, but you still kind of want to do it, just keep yourself to a minimum of actually doing it. You know, when it comes to like consuming alcohol or like going out and partying with friends, it's a guilty pleasure of yours, just do it, but maybe like once a week, that kind of thing, so that you can keep yourself healthy and keep yourself productive and you can make more money, okay? So those are my 10 tips for being more productive. I want to know what your tips are, what ideas you have. So definitely go and comment below. If you're on YouTube, you can comment below the comments. If you're on the podcast, just log into the Podbean app. You can comment on this episode. I really appreciate listening. Definitely go get my free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you're interested in getting more help with high-ticket dropshipping, I have a free dropshipping for beginners mini course. I have a high-ticket dropshipping secrets webinar as well. You can watch that. I have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, a 30-module course that brings you from everything you need to know for that business model. I also provide turnkey Shopify stores for high-ticket dropshipping and a business-in-a-box service where I'll build your entire business for you. My team will set it all up for you, recruit suppliers, add products, optimize, launch ads, all that good stuff. So go check it all out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And if you have any questions, you can email me directly at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I personally reply to everybody. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.